Hey everybody, how you doing? Hey, listen up, I got a big announcement. Me and my friend Lexi Schlimmer of Hess Van Schlimmer Metalworks have recently teamed up for this year on November 24th, Riffs for Gifts. This will be a Toys for Tots charity rock show over at Pops in Sauget, Illinois, and we'll feature Outrun the Fall, The Poor, Steeples, Monk and the People, The Matching Shoe, and Silent Hollow. This will be a $10 donation at the door, or a $5 donation with a toy donation also. So we're going to try to raise a bunch of money and a bunch of toys for the kids, for the neighborhood, do a little good for the neighborhood. And I've heard a little rumor maybe that Santa Claus might be there, so that's really exciting. Can't wait to see you all out there. Again, November 24th, Riffs for Gifts over at Pops. More details will be coming soon, but do not miss this show. Biggest thing I've been a part of yet, and I'm so excited to see everybody. And it's going to be a great night for a great cause. See you all very soon. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, this is Lexi.
And Sid.
Of Hess Van Schlimmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlimmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlimmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. Swing by and visit them anytime Tuesday through Saturday for a glass of wine, whiskey, or local craft beers. And stick around for the show Tuesday, October 9th. Rock Paper Podcast presents Singer-Songwriter Storytelling Showcase with Philip Russo, Matthew Hitchcock, and Samantha Clemens. 7 o'clock start for that show, $5 at the door. On Thursday, October 11th, The Two Tracks. Friday, October 12th, John Bonham and Friends. And Saturday, October 13th, Grass Fed Mule. Find all these shows and more at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along with them on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is Meg Williams. I'm here in St. Louis from Nashville, Tennessee. You are listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today at The Pocket with Meg Williams Band. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You all want to introduce yourselves properly?
Yeah, well, my name's Meg Williams, and I got with me over here Kirby Newman and Dan Wecht. So.
Yeah, very cool. I'm glad this all worked out. You guys are in town this weekend. You played Evangeline's last night, as we're recording this. You all had a good time over there.
Yeah, we had a great night. Yeah.
You were saying you had a couple of surprise guests show up, some friends in the house.
Yeah, it was so nice. Some people I haven't seen in a while. Two friends of mine who now live in Baltimore just happened to be in town for the weekend. They came out for the whole show, and then my roommate's mom and sister were in town from Chicago, and so it's crazy. You never know who's going to show up and who you're going to see. So that was really cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
I tell my friends all the time, you know, like they
they're always like, you know, asking me to come to shows, and I'm like, y'all never know where I'm going to show up. Like, I don't know where I'm going to show up.
You never know.
But I happened to be in Illinois last weekend, and my buddy was playing, and I was like, I saw his post, and I was like, happened to be like a couple minutes from there, and I'm like, hey, I'm in the area, might as well. So I stopped in and visit him, and so yeah, it's just fun when you happen to catch you, like, oh, you're having to be right there, like,
I love it. Wait, it's always fun when you can kind of surprise them, sure, when they don't know you're coming, like, right. Surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of my favorites, when you walk in the room and you see their face, like, oh, hey.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah. Oh, you're here. Oh, yeah. You're here.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's so cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad, like I said, this is cool that we're getting to hang out and getting to talk and get to know, but, I guess thanks to Jenny Teeter, she's you came through a while back and played in her band, and then with the opening for Al Holiday at Old Rock House, and that's where Kirby was playing
drums for that too.
Yeah,
that's why I don't think we officially met that night, but I took notice what was going on, and I was like, hey, this is cool, and
that's awesome.
And then I noticed you played your own stuff, and so.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, let's hang out. So it worked
out. Awesome. Worked out perfectly. Worked out perfectly.
Yeah, Jenny's become a good friend. I know she's she originally from Columbia, Missouri and stuff, so now living in Nashville as well. So
yeah.
You all from around the world or bring it to Nashville? Or?
I'm from Western New York, Hornell, and then I spent the past 6-7 years up in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
And then moved on down and...
Yeah, I'm from New Jersey, super far north, like basically almost New York State in the mountains, and went out to Pittsburgh for a few years for school, and then realized Nashville's the place I wanted to be, and just made the move.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm from Tennessee, but I'm from Clarksville, so it's about 40 minutes west of Nashville, but I've lived elsewhere. My father was in the services, so now I'm... currently living in Nashville.
You lived all over the world.
All over the world, yeah. Yeah, it's in Germany, Florida, Japan, New York as well. Yeah. And so now I'm here in Nashville.
Yeah. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
And I guess Nashville for music?
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Very cool. Well, let's talk a little more about Meg Williams' band. I mean, we did do some live jamming. You're going to hear some of those tunes and stuff. But I guess how long have the three of you been playing together then?
Well, Kirby and I met a little over 2 years ago now, and we've been playing together for since then.
Yeah.
Since we met. And we were, so we met, we did a writer's round open mic in Nashville. And we were dead last on the list, like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And we didn't really meet each other until we were in that round together, and he was with his other group, Vedra, as a duo. And we just heard each other's music and playing, and we're like, wow. Like, let's be friends. Yep. Like, let's play.
Yeah.
So really, like, at 2 a.m. at this random open mic, we met and then just kind of hit it off. And and then just since then, we've played probably over 200 shows together now. And so, yeah, we've been playing together a lot now. And Dan and I met through some of the blues jams in Nashville. I'd seen him play a lot, and was always like, wow, I want to be jamming with that guy, you know. And Kara Lipman, who runs the Tuesday Pro,
thank her for
thanks Kara. she put us in a round together. She wanted to make it happen. She's like, you guys need to play together, you know. You both really like Tedeschi Trucks and Derek and Susan, that kind of style. So she put us in a round together, and since then we've been playing
same
together.
Same thing. I remember Kara came up to me that it was right before we played and introduced us, and she said to me, she's like, you really need to play with this Meg Williams. Like, you guys would get along very well, and your sound is very similar. So she just kind of, I think she's very organized with her jam. She actually has a sign-up sheet, but actually by, like, instrument and time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the most organized ones that's there. And she just moves people around
because
she runs
happen.
It to make sure that Meg and I play together.
So thank you, Kim.
Yeah.
she's awesome. So supportive.
Yeah. I imagine that's like a great thing, like those kind of jams to try to bring community together and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And it brings out so many players, like, I mean, I've developed so much as a performer and a player from those jams, and you meet so many people, random people, and, you know, I've met several bass players I use, and different drummers and guitarists and keyboard players, and just, you meet so many people at those. And
like, I always tell people who just moved to Nashville, especially if they're in a blues music or southern rock jam, you know, things like that, there's not a single friend, gig, band, job that I have had that didn't stem from the jams. I mean, I moved here literally knowing one person, the roommate, and he literally, the day he moved in, then he went on the road for a month, and I didn't know a single person in Nashville, and it was scary. But I went to the jams, and literally everything ever that I've ever done is because of those jams, because of everyone I've met.
Yeah, because you also realize that, you know, from you taking your first steps in Nashville, you're like, wow, this city is huge. Like, how am I going to meet people? But going through jams and stuff, you start to realize it's not really that big. It's kind
of
small.
See a lot of the same people.
Because you're like, oh, I saw you at this jam. Oh, you play for this such and such. And, oh, yeah. And so it's cool. Yeah. Like, the whole network aspect of it, yeah.
For sure.
It's fun.
I'm kind of trying to do a little bit of that myself with this show, actually. Yeah. Like, trying to just kind of be that common link through a lot of the city and stuff, and like trying to introduce a lot of my friends to each, maybe not necessarily to jamming, but like, you know, maybe they didn't realize St. Louis has a lot of pockets, you know. It's like it's a very kind of a little different cliques, you know. You got your rock scene, your blues, and your stuff, but everybody, like, there's a lot of players that don't always meet each other and stuff, so I'm trying to help kind of introduce a lot of people myself, so
really
because we're all in it together. We're all trying to
do something.
Well, yeah, like I said, we did do some jamming, and let's drop in a tune here. We we want to play a little bit of The Devil.
Yeah,
this is available digitally everywhere. You can download a copy of it or stream on Spotify and stuff, but that's anything you want to share around this tune?
Cool. Yeah, I mean, this one's kind of just for the independent ladies that are going to do what they're going to do. And I guess I kind of wrote it about myself a little bit. I decided to make the move down to Nashville completely on my own. I didn't know anybody, but, you know, I wanted to pursue music, so I was like, this is what I got to do, and this is what I'm going to do, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop. She's a dream chaser, ground shaker, doing what she wants, cause you're never gonna make her slow down or give it up. She's living life just the way she wants it. It's hard when you're with her not to catch some of that fever. And I know what she's through. Yeah, she put a little bit of the devil in ya, a little bit of the devil in ya, a little bit of the devil in ya. Never gonna make her slow down or give it up, cause she's living a life just the way she wants it. It's hard when you're with her not to catch some of that fever. And I know when she's through it, she'll put a little bit of the devil in ya, little bit of the devil in ya, little bit of the devil in ya.
Sounded really great, and Dan with some of the slide work. I love. Yeah, I'm a sucker for some slide work.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That just that blues licks and stuff in there and that. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And really like I guess like lyrically it was kind of inspired from my own journey and my own moves, but musically it really was inspired by Dan's playing. Like I wanted to write a song that featured slide guitar and. Shortly after I met you, I wrote that song. So yeah, musically, it wasn't.
Yeah,
it
definitely works.
Playing,
it goes like the same way. Like she gets inspired like by something I play or like some melodic mm-hmm. line or, and then the same thing. Like she'll sing something and I'll mm-hmm. play exactly that mm-hmm. with the slide, just because of the nature of how you can do it. Mm-hmm. And then we go back and forth doing that all the time, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, we are here in St. Louis. Is mm-hmm. there, you guys been touring quite a bit mm-hmm. Recently, or is this, you just doing some weekends, or what are you guys up to right now?
Yeah, so, I do touring, with these guys and as a duo act, so full band duo, but I also play guitar for, sometimes with Lauren Anderson, sometimes with Jenny Teeter. Full band duos, so mm-hmm. I do a big mix of a lot of different types of touring. Kirby and I just went with Lauren Anderson up to Chicago and Milwaukee, and then Jenny and I and our friend Sheridan Gates, we're going on a West Coast house concert tour in a few weeks. So yeah, I'm kind of doing a mix of a few different things with touring mm-hmm. around. But our next full band adventures. We're going up to New York City in mid-November.
New York City?
Yeah, New York City. Yeah, and we're going to be, for anyone listening who's going to be in New York City, we'll be playing there Wednesday, November 14th at 7 p.m. So you can get tickets online for that and come see us. We're super excited.
Rockwood Music
Hall?
Yeah,
Rockwood Music Hall, Stage 2.
Yeah.
So. I've never been to New York mm-hmm. City at all, but I'm guessing it's pretty mm-hmm. pretty cool. You said you've been up there once before, right?
Yeah, the first time I played New York City was over the summer with these guys, and it was also at Rockwood, but we're excited to be going back there. I visited New York City a bunch, but it's been fun to kind of dive in and start playing mm-hmm. there. So, yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah, that's I think that's got to be one of the coolest things, like mm-hmm. to have your music take you all over the world, you know, like to be able to play those kind mm-hmm. of shows and do that,
mm-hmm.
to get to absolutely. See all kinds of stuff that you may not have seen otherwise, so.
Absolutely.
So here in St. Louis, was there anything, did you guys get to do any stuff around town? Did you get to sample some local cuisine or anything?
Not this time around. Last time I was in town, I forget the name of the place. And it's going to come to me, I'm sure, as soon as we're finished. But Jenny and I went to this place that had a scotch egg. And I was telling these guys about that. Do you know what place I'm talking about?
No idea. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. It was
lots of pubs.
Yeah, it was like the best breakfast food I've ever had.
We did get the toasted ravioli.
We did get the toasted raviolis from Emo's last night.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, those were good.
But I mean, even Evangeline's food was amazing.
Yeah, it was
super good. We had gumbo and jambalaya. And it was all just homemade and fresh. Oh my goodness, it was so good.
Yeah. I think the bread was like, I was telling the waitress, I'm like, this is the best toasted bread I've ever had in my life.
You guys
like,
are making me hungry.
Like, it wasn't too hard, but it also, you know, it had the golden brown to it. Just like, it was flaky. Like, I'm just salivating.
Kirby started his food commercial over here.
He likes his bread.
The bread is where it's at.
That's so funny. Yeah, so we had some good food last night.
I just saw something online. It was like talking about toasted bread, and it was like, you know, how that's like a weird concept. You know, like you already cooked the bread once, baked it. Have you ever tried cooking again? You know, like,
so it's like, no, you might be onto something.
We're like, you're crazy, man. Why would you do that?
That's so weird.
So did you guys have you tried the raviolis before? The toasted raviolis?
Kirby and I had them last time played. Last time we were through, and we wanted to get them again. They're very good.
It's funny that, like, I don't know, St. Louis is definitely, we have quite a few of those items that are pretty much exclusive to St. Louis. We have our, you know, you mentioned Emo's, the thin crust pizza and stuff is not, you know, everywhere. Like, especially Emo's uses the Provel cheese, and then gooey butter cake is another St. Louis exclusive, I think. Like, I think it's kind of...
Someone's going to start grabbing his mic off or something.
Yeah, Dan and I are always duking it out over the best pizza. Yeah. He's from Jersey, I'm from New York, so, you know. Fighting over the pizza.
Yeah, that's if I was on the road going to all these different towns, that's what I'd be doing, checking out pizza places and seeing who's got the best pizza.
That's like my fear whenever we get a tour where it's going to be bigger and we'll be on the road all the time, you know. I always wonder, like, especially, you know, bigger artists that are thin, what are they eating? Or, like, you know, I want to go to all these towns, and obviously, you know, you see all these food shows or you hear about exactly what we're talking about, and you're like, man, we're here, so I have to have this. We're here, so I have to have this. But it's usually something caked in butter that's really not good for you, and, you know,
you're just kind of fattens you up. For like hours at a time, so it's just like sitting there.
So I'm always wondering, like, maybe I'll just get a lot of it for the road or something, you know, pick at it and have salads everywhere or something. I'm always wondering about that.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
I don't know how they do it. Yeah, there's a. I look at even what I think Bruce Springsteen just like had his like. I don't know, 60-something birthday, and the guy, like...
That's right, yeah.
...looks incredible. Like, amazing. I saw... like, he's like... I'm like, how are you doing that, man? Like, you're on the road... I don't know if he's touring this year, but he just recently did a big old tour and stuff. Plays, like, 3 hours a night.
That's what
and,
it is, yeah. Like, it's, 3-hour show. Yeah.
No breaks, either. Yeah, he doesn't do breaks.
But, yeah, the guy, he doesn't look like he's almost 70. It's like, it's crazy.
Looking good.
Call the boss for nothing.
That's right.
But, well, you mentioned New York City. You have that date, but you are playing a hometown show in Nashville on October 11th, also at the local.
Yep, that's right.
And you said it's a pretty packed lineup.
We're doing around a 30-minute set, but I think the whole event goes from about 8 to 1, so there's going to be a lot of really great groups going up and... put on by Ashley Townsend and her artist development company Ant Farm. But Dan and I met her through the Soulshine Jam back when that was still going on, and she wanted us to be a part of this event, so we're excited to be added to the lineup. And so that's the next place you can check us out in Nashville.
And all other dates can be found at MakeWilliamsMusic.com.
Right.
You can get involved also on Facebook and Instagram for more information.
And Meg keeps that so updated that she actually gets comments and questions from people wondering who her social media person is. Just to be clear, Meg does this all herself. She's so good at it that it seems like she has a social media team behind her.
Right.
It's all her.
A team of one.
A team of one. Yeah. And two thumbs.
I get a lot of that. Like, I get emails, people want to be part of this, and so, like, hey guys, and I'm like, no guys,
me,
just
one guy.
Like, yeah, so. I get that a lot too. People are like, hey, like, can you refer me to the company that you use to make all your graphics? Yeah. I'm like, well, I just do it myself. Yeah, like.
Right. Look through the app store or anything that's free that looks good.
Yeah, Adobe Spark or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's the key, though. Like, cut out as many middlemen as you can, and have do it yourself, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Will you, let's drop in another one. This is, I Feel a Heartache Coming On, right?
Yeah, I Feel a Heartache Coming.
Or Coming, yeah. Sorry. And then, anything you, care to add to this one?
This is, you know, just kind of one of those, told myself I wasn't gonna get involved with anybody, and that never lasts. So
that was like word for word the lyric of the pre-chorus.
Yep. I
told myself
I wouldn't do this again. I don't need the troubles of any man.
Yeah.
And then you just know.
Yep.
Oops.
Yeah.
Is this were these all? I mean, like I said, we did some live audio here, mm-hmm. But the EP, was that all recorded in Nashville?
Yep, over in East Nashville with one of our friends, Taylor Leonardo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
At his home studio.
Right on.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
He plays with us sometimes, so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Great bass player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome guy.
Is that something that you're looking to do some more of? Put some new tunes
out? I've got some plans for 2019.
There you go.
So you'll have to stay tuned for that.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, there will be some stuff coming out in the spring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, as far as, like, riding down there, do you do a lot of, like, the, I know you mentioned.
Co-writing.
Yeah, I mentioned working with Jenny and stuff.
Yeah,
and
Jenny and I have written a couple tunes, and then I've written a few tunes with a few other friends and local artists. But mostly, like, I mean, everything on that EP I wrote entirely by myself. Whether it was in Rochester before I moved, a few songs, and then in the process of my move, and then two once I got down here. And I Feel a Heartache Coming, actually, the one that we played here. That one wasn't even going to be on the EP. It was going to be a 5-song EP. And then just, like, something kind of just sitting on my couch and just, like, hit me. And then I wrote the song, and it wasn't even... and then it was, like, a couple days later, we go into the studio. I really wanted that song on the EP, and so we just, I was like, all right, guys, I got a new one for you, you know, and, I'm so glad I stuck it on there, and, yeah, so that one was, you know, it wasn't even 100% finished when we had our rehearsal for the EP, so, but I just knew, I was like, this one, gotta put it on, guys.
Right.
So,
I did.
Yeah.
Because of you.
I don't know if they had the same conversation as you did, but I was just talking to a friend of mine, Sean and Joe. They have a group called Falling Fences, and they released a new record, and the last track on there, I told him, I was like, I love that song, man. He's like, it's great, and he's like, I'm glad you like it, because it kind of limped onto the record. There was like a last minute decision to put it on there, and I'm like, well, cool, I'm glad I made it.
It's so funny how that works, like, you know, kind of, yeah, like a, almost like an afterthought,
right.
Like, oh, and then it winds up being one that people really like.
Yeah.
That
yeah, for sure.
You so never know.
I'm glad they cut it, but yeah, yeah, and the same thing with Feel the Heartache Coming, so
yeah.
Another great tune.
Thank you.
Yeah, I listened to on the way down here today. Mm-hmm. I got a pretty good drive in. I live out in a little outside of town, so I got a pretty good drive into town, and allows me a lot of time to sit and listen to some music, especially kind of getting the right frame of mind when I'm coming in to record and stuff.
Cool.
So, but I listened to the EP the other day too, and cool. and this and the single out there also.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I really like what you guys have got going on, and
Thank you.
I'm excited to see what's what's next in
2019.
Us too. we got the last one here too. Is like I said, the single.
Mm-hmm.
The most current single out there right now is Come On Over to Me.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this kind of writing too. Like, this is like more of a story, you know, like type of like you can and it's very you know, a lot of imagery, I guess, so, like you can kind of paint the picture along with it sometimes, like, and as for me, like as you're like telling the story about like the neon sign, lit up clothes and all that stuff, you know, you can kind of picture, you know, the bar scene and all the stuff like that, and you can kind of start putting the, like, almost like a music video together in your head and stuff, so
definitely.
Is there anything else you want to add to this one? Is there any?
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you said it all. Yeah, I mean, I was inspired to write that one from, I felt like there was a lot of, like, kind of from the male perspective, and I wanted to write one of those, you know, like one from the female perspective, like, you know, talking to the guy, or like, you know, so I didn't feel like there was a lot of more of that perspective. So wanted to add something.
Yeah.
I guess putting it in the perspective that it doesn't always have to be the guy that asks the girl out, or sometimes I'm like, if I want to hang out with somebody or see somebody, and the girl, I could do the asking too, so kind of flipping it there. And,
right.
Yeah, being the one on that side of things. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mentioned music video. Do we have any official music videos?
Yeah, two. They're both kind of the live in studio vibe, but right. For You Let Me Down and Come On Over to Me.
Okay. It's on the YouTube channel and stuff. And
yeah, up on YouTube or on my website.
Yeah, I'll have to go check those out. Should have probably done my little more homework. Very cool. Do you have any ideas to make a actual act out one and stuff, like besides the live studio and stuff?
Yeah. I've wanted to. I haven't gotten around to it yet. But I wanted to do something for Not My Problem for a while, because I could kind of visualize I can kind of see some different scenes for that one, that one's kind of basically like being at the end of a relationship and knowing that it's going to be over real soon, but it's not quite over, but it's over. So,
it's my favorite. Yep. My favorite too.
Yeah. That was the first one Kirby and I played together, but I'd like to do one for that, I think.
Yeah.
And then I had some ideas for I Feel a Heartache Coming, so maybe there'll be another music video.
I just think that'd probably be some of the most fun, though, just like kind of especially taking creative liberties with it and getting having, kind of putting your own vision into it and stuff.
Definitely.
But it's I know locally here I have a bunch of friends that do a lot of really great video work and stuff, and just for me it's fun to see those songs kind of come to life like that, like I said. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's something I'm like, I get excited about it, like I think I see these things sometimes in my head and I'm like, maybe I should do something like that, but I just I haven't had the creative to actually make it happen yet, so but I don't know, something, I don't know.
Yeah.
I love music and I love being involved in it, but so maybe someday I'll get into making music videos and stuff. But
2019 plans for YouTube.
We gotta start thinking about our New Year's resolutions now.
Well, like I said, you can get involved all things Meg Williams music at MegWilliamsMusic.com. And if you're anywhere near New York City on November 11th, or 14th. And November 14th at Rockwood Music Hall. So come on out to that show.
Yeah.
And for everybody in the Nashville area, you can catch Meg and the band October 11th at the local.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, head on over to Spotify, iTunes, all that fun stuff, and pick up some songs. Yeah. And hopefully we'll have some new music coming soon.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate you all taking a few minutes out to hang and jamming
for us.
Thanks
for having us.
We appreciate it too. Yeah, thanks for coming out this morning.
Cozy little space in here.
I know.
Yeah, big thanks to Dan and the Pocket here for letting us hang out. Visit thepocketstl.com so. Thanks, everybody.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
so
much. Take it easy.
Right on.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.